This is Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo, and he's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio, and some great and deserved attention from my friend Brian Roush. They had a viewing party earlier this week for We the Fans, Section 250. It's a great docuseries debuting on ESPN. Brian Roush, I saw episodes 1 and 2 with you on Tuesday up in Savannah. I think a pretty accurate portrayal of you in life in small market radio land. Pretty neat.
Well, thank you, Jim, and I want to say thanks to you and your son Ty for coming up, and for Patrick Lower coming as well. It was really a neat experience, and yes, you talked about, you know, small town radio. You talked about Savannah. They were portrayed so well on that project, and I'm so happy for everyone around here that our little town and WCCI, our little radio station, you know, gets national acclaim.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about the celebration. And it's the great story they tell. Not only, you know, your life story in radio, but your everyday life, which I think is pretty important. And, you know, the input from your family in all this.
Yeah, and a lot of that information that was portrayed there, I was hearing for the first time, because when they did interviews and such, they kind of whisked those people away. They didn't want me to influence what they were saying. Well, they said awfully nice things without me, you know, kind of standing over their shoulder. But, yeah, it was just a really nice description of, you know, what I have to battle, and many, many, many Americans and their aging parents go through. And, it's been very well done. And just to give a little bit of a preview coming up in the next couple of episodes, I believe in Episode 4, which will air on Tuesday at 6:30 Central, there is a nice little segment on the Forest and EPC football game. So some local high school sports coverage, even though it's a little bit delayed after, you know, the game being played last October, will be hitting the airwaves on Tuesday.
Yeah, we can all relate to that. And the one neat thing, you know, about these docuseries, you can do the search on your DVR, and of course you can record them. They play them back. And again, the docuseries that ESPN Films is doing, We the Fans, Section 250 of Soldier Field. And what is also neat, Brian, you know, your people out up in Savannah at WCCI, you had a local thing on Tuesday. We came to that. But you also had the opportunity, they had to kind of a kickoff in Chicago on this. And I know that had to be pretty neat, because you know, some Chicago Bear greats were up there, and they participated in all that. And then you get kind of a debriefing then when the series ends. They fly out to Bristol. So, man, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. We fly out to Bristol. We're going to record a wrap-up show, kind of a reunion, and get our thoughts. And Sarah Spain, the Chicago native, will be hosting it. We did get to see Tom Waddle and Steve McMichael up close and personal at the premiere. And I was telling you as we prepared for this interview that I've received a number, you know, a handful, 5 to 10 messages from folks from around the country. But recently I opened up my email and I see a title that says greetings. And long story short, this person on Thursday watched We the Fans and wanted to write. Well, several people have done that. But he was from Canberra, Australia, and that just about knocked my socks off.
Yeah, isn't that just like 2 miles away from Savannah up in,
it is,
in Carroll County?
Yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't care that it made it look like I cross over into Sebula before I go to Chicago. He wants to come see Savannah now, and he's in Australia. I'm floored.
Yeah, and I guess the one to back up, if people haven't seen it yet, I think what's neat about it is it's basically they're featuring four different season ticket holders in Section 250 at Soldier Field. You're one of those. And then I think the other neat caveat of all this, the guy that does the voiceover for it, the work, is the beer vendor from Section 250. So that's how this is all, I guess, kind of brought together. I think that's a pretty neat how they really put it together, and kind of the cross-section of fans in that section that they're highlighting.
Yes, and you mentioned Terry Miller, the narrator. He is the beer vendor there. He is a favorite. He is one of those guys that takes his job very seriously and takes good care of my colleagues there in Section 250. And he told us at the premiere that he is working on some other projects now, or potential projects, because of his involvement in this, which I think is awesome.
Well, and as we wrap up, I'll just say tongue-in-cheek here, I think they should just focus on you and do away with with the other three people in Section 250. But I think it's, you know, well-deserved. I said that Tuesday night, and, you know, I've had a few people say to me, hey, watch that. Isn't that, that's that guy that does that radio show with you? And I said, yeah. I said, man, what a great piece. And I know a lot of interest down this way, too, Brian. So really looking forward to episodes 3 and 4 are Tuesday at 6 and 6:30. He's Brian Roush at WCCI Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.